Hello, come in. Please sit down.
Thank you.
Annette, can you tell us something about your work experience to date?
Yes. Well, I've been working in the communications sector since I left university. To start with, I worked as a volunteer at a local radio station, covering local news and human interest stories. More recently, I've been working as a press officer for a local homeless charity. The job involves attending conferences, giving talks, and most importantly, taking part in the grassroots work of the charity, on the street, coordinating the work of the volunteers, and setting up self-help groups for the homeless people we work with.
I see. And why are you interested in the post of communications coordinator?
Well, for several reasons. First of all, because it would be the logical next step in my career. In my current job, I write press releases for the local press and liaise with local volunteers to develop stories and case studies, and I think this post would give me the chance to develop my skills in this area. Secondly, because I want to keep working in the non-profit sector, and I'm particularly interested in the grassroots development work, facilitating the local projects and coordinating the work of the local volunteers. That's an area that I would really like to learn more about. When I was studying at university, I took 3 months out to travel around Latin America, and I was lucky enough to get involved in some voluntary conservation work in Costa Rica. I actually came across some volunteers who were working for the RPA.
So you know something about our work out there already.
Yes, I do. And I was very impressed by what I saw.
Sorry, I interrupted you. You were saying?
Yes, and thirdly, because I would love to live and work in Central America. I fell in love with that part of the world when I was out there, and I've always wanted to go back.
I see. Thank you. And what do you think you personally can bring to this job?
Well, as my CV shows, I've got quite a lot of experience of writing promotional materials. I've been running the press office single-handed in my current position since our senior communications officer retired last year. I've worked on various projects where I had to coordinate the work of small groups of volunteer workers. I'm aware of and interested in the issues surrounding your work in Central America. And maybe most importantly, I'm hardworking, keen, and enthusiastic.
Fine. What do you see as your strengths, Annette?
Well, I enjoy a challenge. When I started my present job, I'd never written a press release before, but I soon learned. I think I'm a quick learner, and I take pride in my ability to meet tight schedules and deadlines. I think I work well under pressure, and I'm usually good at setting priorities and keeping to them. I think this is probably important in this post, as there are so many different responsibilities that need juggling.
And what about your weaknesses?
Well, I know I have a tendency to get carried away sometimes, and that I can sometimes spend far too long on one project to the detriment of others, so as I said before, I always make sure I set my priorities and don't waste time on tasks that can be dealt with later.
Are there any aspects of the job that worry you? Any aspect you think you may need extra help or support with?
No, not really. Although the context is new and the job is probably a lot bigger than anything I've tackled before, I don't think I'll have any particular problems. In fact, I'm really looking forward to being able to improve my Spanish.
And your level of Spanish is pretty good then.
Yes, I think so. I'm certainly capable of getting by in most day-to-day situations.
Right. Thank you, Annette. And now let's turn to some more practical issues, if we may.